Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Combs steals second. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kernig for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a pop-up towards short. Kernig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari bunts towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards third. Robertson catches it and throws to first to double up Schult. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hoyt for the double play. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to second. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Koenig hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shult strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 2 in the game. Durst bunts towards the mound. Ogden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Grabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogden hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Ogden reaches third base with a triple. Mannion goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 1, Browns, 1. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogden tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. George Blyaholder now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-3 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hoyt hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion strikes out. Two outs. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for George Blyaholder. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns too. The Yankees will come to bat. General Crowder now pitching. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kernick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Yankees. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernick misplays the ball. That's an error on Kernick. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.